Okay, there's a question for everybody or within this. May I ask the whole Abhayagiri gang, what is your favorite meditation object? So, I've already stated my case, the mindfulness of the breathing.
Okay, I guess I'm next. Favorite meditation object. I have a couple of different ones that I go between depending on what's going on inside, depending on what the hindrance is or the state of mind. But generally speaking, I work with Anapanasati and spend a fair amount of time on contemplation of the parts of the body, the 32 parts of the body, and just general presence of the body. And to some extent, it's called Marnasati, contemplation of death, as frequent reflections. And then, almost on a daily basis, too, pulling in some metta, kindness meditation, to sort of round everything out, make it all
nice package. Okay. Jordan.
I've been doing a lot of puto with kind of in connection with the breath and sometimes the body.
Okay. Debbie?
I do anapanasati, but it's tied to sensations breathing from the chest area. That seems to be the most, with my attention to that. And then I do a lot of work with feeling this bodily sensation, especially as I get older.
Then what's the tassel?
I usually do awareness of sensations in the body when not directly tied to the breath, but that's part of the field of awareness. In conjunction with the sound of silence. So if the mind is really scattered, then I might recite the Buddha's name. I personally find Buddha is too short, maybe something a bit longer. And contemplation of impermanence.
Great. That's a good night. That's a really nice range for everybody to see. It's a very good example of, you have to experiment and try, and you've got all these tools that you can be working with.